Chapter 4. Now I'll continue with my record. Because of Achish and his friends' secret alliance, they overthrew Omer's kingdom. Still, the Lord was merciful to Omer and to his children who didn't want to kill him. The Lord warned Omer in a dream to leave the land. So Omer left the land with his family and traveled many days and came over and passed by the hill Shim and went over near the place where the Nephites were slaughtered, and from there eastward, arriving at a place called Ablom by the seashore. He pitched his tent there, along with his children and his whole household, except for Jared and his family. Jared was anointed king over the people using wicked means, and he gave his daughter to be Achish's wife. Then Achish plotted to take his father-in-law's life, using those he had sworn to secrecy with an ancient oath. And they cut off his father-in-law's head while he sat on his throne, listening to his people. Indeed, this evil secret society had spread so much, it had corrupted the hearts and minds of everyone. As a result, Jared was murdered on his throne, and Achish ruled in his place. Then Achish got jealous of his son, so he imprisoned him and provided him with little or no food until he died. Now the one who had died had a brother named Nimrah, and he was angry with his father because of what he had done to his brother. So Nimrah gathered a small number of men and escaped from the land and came over and lived with Omer. Then Achish had other sons who won the hearts of the people, despite having sworn to Achish to follow his orders to commit all kinds of iniquity. Now Achish's people wanted to become rich, just as Achish wanted power. So Achish's sons offered them money, and in this way they drew away the majority of the people to follow them. A war began between Achish and his sons, lasting many years, resulting in nearly everyone in the kingdom being killed. Only 30 people survived, besides those who had escaped with Omer's household. So Omer was restored to his own land. Then Omer grew old. Nevertheless, in his old age he had a son named Emer, whom he anointed to be king, to rule as his successor. After he had anointed Emer to be king, Omer had peace in the land for 2 years. Then he died, having lived through many unhappy years. Emer ruled in his place and followed his father's example. The Lord again began to remove the curse from the land. Emer's household prospered greatly under his rule. In 62 years they had become very prosperous, so much so that they became very wealthy, having all kinds of fruit and grain, textiles, fine linen, gold, silver, and valuables, and all kinds of cattle, oxen, cows, sheep, swine, goats, and many other kinds of animals useful for man's food. They also had horses and donkeys, as well as elephants, curlomes, and cumomes, all useful to man, but especially the elephants, curlomes, and cumomes. So the Lord poured out his blessing on this land, which was specially chosen above all other lands. He commanded all who might live on the land to live there in obedience to the Lord, or they would be swept away when they had ripened in iniquity. The Lord said, "I'll pour out the full extent of my wrath upon them." Emer administered justice in righteousness his whole life, and he had many sons and daughters. Among them he had a son named Coriantum, whom he anointed to rule as his successor. After he had anointed Coriantum to rule in his place, he lived 4 years, experiencing peace in the land. He even saw the Sun of Righteousness, and was glad and rejoiced in his day, and he died in peace. Coriantum followed his father's example, and he built many great cities and administered good things to his people his whole life. He didn't have any children until he was very old. His wife died when she was 102 years old. Then Coriantum married a young woman in his old age, and had sons and daughters. He lived until he was 142 years old. He had a son named Com, who ruled as his successor. He ruled 49 years, and he had a son named Heth, and he also had other sons and daughters. The people had spread again over the whole land, and a very great wickedness returned to the land again. Heth began to embrace the secret, ancient plans once more in order to kill his father. He dethroned his father, killing him with his own sword, and he ruled in his place. Prophets came into the land again, crying out repentance to them, that they must prepare the way for the Lord, or a curse would descend upon the land. Indeed, there would be a great famine, and they would die if they didn't repent. But the people didn't believe the prophets' words, and they exiled them. They threw some of them into pits and left them to die. They did all these things following King Heth's command. Then a severe famine arose in the land. The people began to die very quickly from the famine, since it didn't rain. Venomous snakes appeared on the land, poisoning many people. Their flocks started fleeing from the snakes toward the land to the south, which the Nephites later called Zarahemla. And many flocks died while fleeing, but some of them escaped into the land southward. The Lord caused the snakes to stop pursuing them, and instead they blocked the way so the people couldn't pass, and any who tried to get through died from the venomous snakes. The people followed the path of the animals and ate the carcasses of those that died as they were fleeing, until they had devoured them all. When the people saw they were going to die, they began to repent of their iniquities and cry out to the Lord. When they had humbled themselves sufficiently before the Lord sent rain on the earth, and the people began to recover, and fruit began to grow in the north country and the surrounding regions. The Lord reminded them of his power by saving them from famine. Heth, as well as his whole household, had died from the famine, except for his descendant Shez. Then Shez began to rebuild a broken people. He remembered the destruction of his forefathers, and he established a righteous kingdom, remembering what the Lord had done in bringing Jared and his brother across the sea. He lived the way the Lord commanded, and he had sons and daughters. But his oldest son, whose name was also Shez, rebelled against him. However, he was struck down and killed by a robber because of his great wealth, giving his father peace once more. His father built many cities on the land. The people again began to spread over the land. Shez lived to be very old, and he had a son named Riplakish. Then Shez died, and Riplakish ruled as his successor. But Riplakish didn't live righteously in the Lord's eyes, since he had many wives and concubines, and he oppressed the people with burdens difficult to bear. He imposed heavy taxes and built many spacious buildings with the tax revenue. He erected a very beautiful throne for himself and built many prisons. He imprisoned any who refused to pay taxes. He threw any who were unable to pay taxes into prison, making them work continually for their support. He had any who refused to work put to death. He obtained all his fine things, including pure gold that was refined in prison. He had a variety of fine pieces of craftsmanship made in prison. He afflicted the people with his whoredoms and abominations. When he had ruled 42 years, the people rose up in rebellion against him. War broke out again in the land to such an extent that Riplakish was killed and his descendants were driven from the land. After many years, Morianton, a descendant of Riplakish, gathered an army of exiles and attacked, gaining power over many cities. The war became severe and lasted many years, and he obtained power over the whole land and set himself up as king over the whole land. After he had set himself up as king, he eased the people's burdens, in this way winning their approval, and they anointed him to be their king. He did what was right for the people, but not for himself, on account of his many whoredoms. So he was cut off from the Lord's presence. Morianton established many cities. The people became very wealthy under his rule, in buildings, in gold and silver, in raising grain in flocks and herds, and in those things that had been restored to them. Morianton lived to a very old age, and then he had a son named Kim. Kim ruled as his father's successor. He ruled 8 years, and his father died. But Kim didn't rule in righteousness, and so the Lord didn't bless him. His brother rose up in rebellion against him, and as a result of the rebellion, he captured him and enslaved him. He remained in captivity his whole life, having sons and daughters while living in captivity. In his old age, he had a son named Levi, just before he died. Levi worked as a slave after his father's death for 42 years. Then he made war against the king of the land, and as a result, he obtained for himself the kingdom. After he had obtained the kingdom for himself, he did what was right in the Lord's eyes, and the people prospered in the land. He lived a very long time and had sons and daughters. He also had a son named Korum, whom he anointed king in his place. Korum did what was right in the Lord's eyes throughout his life, and he had many sons and daughters. After he had lived a long time, he died, like everyone else on earth, and Kish ruled as his successor. Then Kish also died, and Lib ruled as his successor. Lib also did what was right in the Lord's eyes. During Lib's time, the venomous snakes were eliminated. As a consequence, they went into the land to the south to hunt food for the people of the land, because the land was filled with forest animals, and Lib became a great hunter. They built a large city by the narrow neck of land where the sea divides the land. They preserved the land to the south as a wilderness area where they could hunt wild game. And the whole land to the north was filled with inhabitants. They were very industrious, and they bought, sold, and traded with each other in order to make money. They processed all kinds of ore, and they refined gold, silver, iron, bronze, and all kinds of metals, and they dug these out of the ground. So they threw up great mounds of earth in order to recover ore of gold, silver, iron, and copper. They fashioned a variety of fine pieces of craftsmanship. They had textiles and fine woven linen, and they made all kinds of cloth so they had clothes to wear and to dress themselves with. They made all types of tools to cultivate the earth, to plow and sow, to reap and hoe, and to thresh. They made all kinds of tools to use with their animals. They made all types of weapons. They also made all kinds of elaborately worked objects. No nation was ever more blessed than they were, or given more prosperity by the Lord. And they were in a land specially chosen, and better than all other places on earth, because the Lord had declared it. Lib lived many years, and had sons and daughters. And he also had a son named Hartham. Hartham ruled as his father's successor. When Hartham had ruled for 24 years, he lost the kingdom. He worked as a slave for many years, all the way to the end of his life. He had a son named Heth. Heth lived in captivity his whole life, and he had a son named Aaron. Aaron lived in captivity his whole life, and he had a son named Amnigada. Amnigada also lived in captivity his whole life, and he had a son named Coriantum. And Coriantum lived in captivity his whole life, and he had a son named Com. Com drew away half the kingdom and ruled over half the kingdom for 42 years. He went to battle against King Amgid, and they fought for many years, during which time Com gained power over Amgid and got control of the rest of the kingdom. In Com's days, robbers began to appear in the land, and they adopted the ancient plans and administered oaths like those long ago did, again attempting to destroy the kingdom. Now Com fought them a great deal, but he didn't succeed in defeating them. During Com's time, many prophets returned again, prophesying of that great nation's destruction unless they repented and turned to the Lord and gave up committing murder and doing evil. But the people rejected the prophets. and they fled to Qom for protection, because the people tried to kill them. They prophesied many things to Qom, and he was blessed for the rest of his life. Qom lived a very long time, and had a son named Shiblon, and Shiblon ruled as his successor. But Shiblon's brother rebelled against him, and a massive war developed throughout the land. Shiblon's brother had all the prophets who prophesied of the people's destruction put to death. There were great difficulties and misery throughout the land since they had testified a great curse would come upon the land and upon the people, and there would be terrible destruction among them, such as never had occurred on earth, and that their bones would be piled up on the land as mounds of earth unless they repented of their wickedness. But they didn't listen to the Lord's voice because of their wicked conspiracies. As a result, wars and conflicts occurred throughout the land, and also famines, diseases, and calamities, so many it resulted in terrible destruction, unlike anything experienced before on earth. All this happened during Shiblon's days, and the people began to repent of their iniquity. To the degree they did, the Lord had mercy on them. Then Shiblon was killed, and Seth was captured, and he lived in captivity throughout his life. His son Aha obtained the kingdom, and he ruled over the people his whole life. He committed all kinds of iniquity during his life, resulting in the deaths of many people, and his life was short. Etham, a descendant of Aha, obtained the kingdom, and he also acted wickedly during his life. During Etham's time, many prophets came again and prophesied to the people. They prophesied the Lord would completely destroy them and remove them from the earth unless they repented of their iniquities. But the people hardened their hearts and refused to listen. And the prophets mourned and withdrew from the people. Etham executed the laws in wickedness his whole life, and he had a son named Moron, who ruled as his successor. Moron lived wickedly in the Lord's eyes. A rebellion arose among the people because of the secret conspiracy that was established in order to obtain power and wealth. A strong man arose among them, powerful in evil, who engaged Moron in battle, by which he conquered half the kingdom, and he held on to half the kingdom for many years. At length, Moron defeated him and regained the kingdom. Another powerful man rose up in rebellion, and he was a descendant of Jared's brother. He defeated Moron and obtained the kingdom. As a result, Moron lived in captivity the rest of his life, and he had a son named Coriantor. And Coriantor lived in captivity his whole life. During his time, many prophets also came, prophesying of great and miraculous things, and begging the people to repent, that unless they repented, the Lord God would execute judgment against them to their complete destruction, and the Lord God would send or bring forth another people to live there, by his power and in the same way he brought their ancestors. But they rejected everything the prophets said because of their secret society and their wicked abominations. Coriantor had a son named Ether, and he died having lived in captivity his whole life.